That's for alcohol, yes, see?
We are now back in open session for the Board of Education. Our next item of discussion, we're actually gonna change the order. We're going to do certified, not free. One of the things we're gonna talk about a little later is some of our policies. And one of our policies, you will probably remember, is that we have a board code of conduct. And it was passed in 2012. So not everyone was on the board then. We are going to, rather than us reading through and briefing what our code of conduct is, we're going to certify on how well we know it. And there are prizes up here that you can choose what you want. We're going to give prizes to the first and second place answerers of this.
I'm in trouble.
So, how do we do it on Kahoot?
This is going to be fun. This is a tool that our administrators have started using in several of our principals' meetings. And it's been a lot of fun. We've used this by Jeff's group as we've been discussing turn the ship around. A lot of times what they would do is they started with a little Kahoot game here just to give everyone a refresher of the content of the chapter, and then that would lead into discussion. So we're going to play a little quiz game. The screen will have the questions, and it will have answers. They're all multiple choice, between 2 to 4 responses. It didn't allow more than 4.
Oh, it didn't allow all
it
of my
didn't
H's?
All
of
them.
Oh,
I
my.
Saw it, and I'm like, oh, man, that's not going to work. And I had to modify wording a little bit just to
okay,
get into the space, but the content is still there. You receive points both for getting the answer correct and for how quickly you answer. So you'll get points for both.
If you have a reading disability, you're stuck. Huh?
You're out. You've lost.
Be careful because there's trick questions too. You have to read them all.
So the first thing you do is on your device, you can do this on your phone or your computer, go to kahoot.it. And when you get to that screen, it's going to ask you to put in a PIN and this number right here, 617-516.
Kahoot.
We've actually had a lot of fun with this with the principals. I think Melissa Richardson was the one who introduced us to it.
It's saying it doesn't recognize. I did type it
right.
Game
pin
617-516.
617-516.
Yeah.
Did it work?
Mm-mm. Might need to reload it. How long did you have it?
Oh, quite a while. So let's do those.
But I don't know. I thought it gave it.
512-694. Cut out.
Say it again.
512-694.
512-694.
And you have to have a nickname.
You got to come up with your nickname.
Okay, go. Start.
Did you put your nickname in?
Nickname is.
I'll use the one that.
There we go.
Steve Bauer uses for me, which is actually my nickname.
None of the principals put their real names because then if you get it wrong, it doesn't matter. They just
change mine now.
I'll know who you are.
Do we get go?
In just a moment. We'll wait till everybody's
Jiffy Pop.
The other nice thing about having the nicknames is
Jiffy
after
Pop?
Each question. It shows you who has the most points.
Okay, so then do we want to go in and change who we
you
are?
You just go from one question to the next.
So you should have put
we go right. together.
Like you originally.
We go together.
So if we have our names, do we want to change that?
Oh.
That is totally up to you.
I know who Bike is, though, so.
I don't know what you mean. We go together.
I don't think it really matters.
So you can't go from question to question to question on your own. This is intended to be a class review activity. So it's set up so the teacher dictates the pace of the activity, and everyone responds together.
So when it's time to do the next one, what will you say?
I will say, okay, next question, and I will click the button, and a new question will show up on the screen.
Stacy should have to be up there, too.
Okay, everybody?
No.
Okay.
Mine's checking your nickname.
Well, the question shows up there, not on here.
Yes. Correct.
Mine keeps coming up as no results found.
Oh, really?
Okay, so you're in.
Have we pushed go?
Not yet.
See your name on screen? Where do I reply yes? I see my name on screen.
Mine says okay, go.
Yeah, push that.
Dot IT.
Put your name out there. I'm in.
Oh, okay, Frank. What do I do when you're in? See your nickname on screen? How do I reply to that?
This is your email.
Oh, I see. This has been the same.
I think you want to be in your little bar.
So did you go beyond this one? Did you get beyond the screen?
No, it says it's checked. Oh, now it says your name.
Someone just changed theirs. I wonder who it was. Not me. I'm listening to someone. Watching.
You're in.
Okay. Yeah. That. Okay. Okay. So we have to wait for him to come in now. So
that's
I.
Cool, huh?
Okay. So then for your PIN, the
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What?
I have a guy that used to call me that.
Jiffy Pop.
Okay, Stacy. I don't see yours up there.
It came to mind.
You don't know what my nickname is.
But there are only six.
Lindsay and him. Okay.
Lindsay's not in there yet.
Nickname?
So you gotta be I am cool.
No.
No? Oh, Joe. We gotta be Joe.
Stacy was
Jimmy Pop. Stacy Joe Hunter. I should know that.
Now, Frank, where should we be looking? There or here?
You're going to look at both. The question is going to be there, and you're going to mark your response on your device.
Just being anal about this, because it's competitive.
So what you will do is you will see a question on the screen. Then you will see the responses underneath. And, on your device, you'll have an opportunity to click the response you want to give, and then it will go to the results.
So it would be like ABCD.
Yeah, it would be ABCD or yes, no.
True, false, yes,
here we
no.
go. 10 questions. Are you ready?
Hang on just a sec. I've got to respond to a child. Okay.
You have to fill in the blank for that statement.
Okay.
I'm sure all students leave our schools ready to blank for themselves and their community. What? Which one is it? And does everyone answer? You see there it tells you the POP create a positive future and... 5 people got that one correct. Very good, from our mission statement. So everyone sees how that works now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we start again?
Yes, next question. Oh, Jiffy Pop is in the lead with 928 points.
Oh.
And that's because Jiffy Pop was first?
Because he was fast.
He knows how to do it.
Got it right and got it quick.
Okay.
Next question. Someone did not think
they're answering.
So right now,
mine isn't showing up. I answered it correctly, and it's not showing up.
Oh,
I'm fifth.
Okay. Okay. Next question.
And only look for mine's top five.
Okay. So, see the answers.
Yeah.
Touch which one is the correct answer.
Well, that's what I've been doing.
Okay. We'll try again. We'll watch. Good.
Well, my last one was correct, too.
Oh.
Cheat.
Can't tell you. Okay, very good. We believe the Logan City School District Board of Education is the board function is best when using all of the above. Sound decision-making practices rooted in these data.
Maybe it just didn't get it right.
Administrators and...
Because I got
focus on providing high quality education. Great. We are doing very well on this. Jiffy Pop still in the lead.
See, I'm not up there.
No.
And he moved into fourth place instead of fifth.
Bike jumping up.
Well, and since I wrote him, I really should be faster.
It only shows the top five.
I had a conversation with my son.
elementary.
Oh, well, great.
Yeah, you have to break the top five.
I should have two more.
You got to be faster.
I keep hitting it.
Very good. And we've all got our subcomic states, individual board members have authority over district affairs as they vote to take action in a legal board meeting.
Jippy Pop, you are fast.
I'm counting.
And I know the answers. And I'm slower than you, and I know the answers.
In which cases can an individual board member speak on behalf of the board? Be surprised how many times with the principals in which. Representing a position on which the board has voted. Now, this is an interesting one. This one, we actually had some conversations when we were creating this question. When we're speaking on behalf of the board and we're representing the board on a district committee as board members, what's the difference on that one? Because that's when we're, you get into shade, not shade, right? We don't want to use that phrase, but still, differences. What's the difference between those two?
One you vote, one you don't.
Okay. So one is saying here is the position of the board, or the board has voted on something, where the other we're acting as a member of the board.
And I think all of us have said, I don't know if the board would support that. I can tell you that, you know, when you're on a committee, or, you know, you can kind of represent what you think the board would do, but they know. We had one person who was not on our board, but who would say she was on two committees at the time, and she would go to the other meeting and say, well, Lynn told us we could do this, or Ann said this would be that the board will support it. Well, no, you know, doesn't matter whether Ann or Lynn say that in a board meeting, I mean in a committee meeting, until the board votes if it uses money.
Yes.
Mine is never going to show up because my first three never registered, so you will have to all miss all of the rest of them for me to even show up.
I don't know how competitive, you know, is, and the ladies might not let that happen.
If that were my rules, I would say start again.
Jimmy Pop,
I know I'm just
quit answering.
Yeah, Jimmy Pop is the lawyer. Okay. Jimmy Pop is still ahead, 4,290.
Oh, but barely. And you're
the gap is
closing the gap.
But I don't get to win because I have the answers.
And Mike is right up there.
I answered first and got it right, but my name won't be up there.
Not yet.
And my name is Frank, by the way. Really?
Even the best name can't save you.
I took Frank as me.
So which of these are not part of our standards and commitment the board has chosen to follow? Polling people to find out how they want you to vote. We are all committed to influencing policy in the interest of all students. We're committed to not interfering with the responsibility of administration, working that appropriately, and we're committed to doing business in compliance with the Open Meeting Act. Ooh, nice.
Man, you're closing up.
Nice.
I'm closing. I'm going to get you, Jeff.
Thanks for always being
I am cool.
This whole race is getting tight.
You might be cool, but you're not winning. In order for the board to function effectively, we should do which of the following. This is based on the code of conduct. the tricky ones.
Which was written in 2012.
I'm just marking them all wrong. Nope, I didn't. Oh. I got it right.
I'm gone.
Now, we all know as we're in meetings, that's something we do, but it's not officially part of our code of conduct. Good job, Connie. So that was an interesting one to bring up. We know that all these are important, but representing the board with dignity, honesty, integrity, and communicating with the focus of seeking to make ideas clear are officially part of our code.
But as we revisit the code of conduct, if you want to put that in, or as we revisit our norms, you may want to put that in.
I think I might have gotten you this time.
You got it this time. You love me.
Let's see if Frank shows up. No. Nope.
All right.
Whoa. I'm barely on the board.
You really got to have a chicken bob on that one. Wow. Mike and I have jumped up. Frank's not on the board yet. Board members should inform the superintendent of questions on agenda items before meetings.
Oh, it says I was too fast, so it won't take my time.
So answer again.
Oh, come now.
Did it really?
It does. Okay. Yeah, and now it says I'm correct, but it told me I was too fast.
You're too fast.
It does when you first send it.
You have to wait until he pushes the button for the question to come on.
It came out.
He's like, answer.
Okay,
true. Preferably, it's good to get questions on board agenda items before we get to board meeting. And Spike and I am cool.
I'm 159 points behind you, Joe.
992 behind Joe.
All I've got to do is ask one more question.
Maybe there's more questions. Board members should.
According to the code of conduct.
Somebody's not going to answer. Oh,
mine went off.
I think we all got it. So.
All of the above. Very good. We should do all of those things.
Mine said I had secret super fostering powers.
Ooh!
Just another little reinforcement that we're in there for students as we're doing this. And last, again, it's our last question to see if I am cool can jump in.
I'm 145 points behind you. Remember, should run away. Is it on there?
Oh. I don't know that I answered that one right. I think it may have been
anything with a.
Yeah, I killed myself.
All they'll do is just say, yeah, I'll take care of that. I'll get it fixed.
I hope Joe was number two.
I promise I'll take care of it.
So, with that.
My youngest, he's so excited every time because first he puts in COO and we're all going.
Okay, Christy chose the anchor, and I thought if we're turning the ship around, we maybe don't want to be anchored, but we have to be anchored in our non-negotiables and in our code of conduct and in our, there are a lot of things we must be anchored in.
The ship must anchor now and then.
It must, and what are we anchored in? So I did all of these, and you notice the fishies in the school.
Very nice, and thank you.
And that wasn't that more fun to certify than to read through it?
We had a lot more fun with that one as administrator.
Than brief? I mean, that was briefing.
That was. That was awesome.
We may do that for our next turn the ship around, too.
Something, huh?
Yes, let's go to, we're going to go to board norms now.
We want to talk about board norms a little bit, and first of all, we're going to go outside for a piece of this.
In the sun,
so we're going to get out of the sun just for a few minutes. So if I could have, we got to carry a couple things. I got some beach balls I need people to help carry, and some tennis balls, and I got to grab something out of the other room.
And we can have a winner to this.
Take these down to the grass outside.
And we can have a winner if you want to.
Yeah, we'll turn it into a game.
Okay.
Did you carry
one?
You
want to
take some bananas, too?
No,
the Bob and whoever we want.
You get to.
Do you need to carry anything?
No, I just need...
I wouldn't carry anything.
There
here. So the first question, first scenario. This isn't unique to any district, I don't believe, but a patron approaches you in the supermarket. Oh! Yeah, let's do this first. After, we're going to talk about these three scenarios where that ties to what we're doing outside, and then we might do a little tool where we each evaluate how do we feel we're each currently doing with the board norms. So a patron approaches you in the supermarket and communicates that they think the principal at their child's school is an idiot. You can pick the reason why. How will you respond in a way that follows the board norms?
Ask who the principal is.
Like, which school? Just talk to the person next to you, because I think you've all got different phrases that you use, different language that you use to address this. Talk to someone sitting by you about what phrases would you use to respond.
And?
I would do this.
Don't say, yeah, I think so, too.
Jack, even if you don't.
And if they say they've visited,
just take off my hearing aid.
Say,
and then I would go.
Just walk the step. That's the...
What is the situation?
You just can't sympathize with them. Just,
and then I would say,
but you get yourself in trouble.
Are we supposed to talk to each other? Because we don't have names. What would you do? I would say, I'm sorry you feel that way. If you have some really serious concerns, you can always, speak to the
Well, it does. It happens all the time.
They just redirect people.
As soon as you learn to take it to the lowest level, let them go up.
Okay, I'm going to come up to you and do it.
Very seldom I found
that principal at the Skarska
once in a while.
Stand him. He's an idiot.
I've sent some to the superintendent.
He needs to be gone.
Years,
okay, why would you say that?
I said, haven't you ever been there?
Most of the time they won't.
If you had been to the school, you'd know why I was an idiot.
Yeah, I've been to the school.
No, you haven't. If you went to the school, you would already know why I was an idiot.
I've been to the school.
I understand.
Thank you. You understand. Then I'll get rid of him.
Well, just like you said,
you have to
leave
the
wrong
result
to the person.
What other perspective is there except the right perspective?
It right then.
It's over. I can't spell them.
Yeah, but they'll tell everybody.
Okay, go ahead and finish the sentence you're on.
But I really like something positive.
Did you challenge your people?
I don't challenge anybody.
No, I mean, when we do this, do you want us? We role played. I was really nasty, and he was really trying to finally agreed with me.
I think right now the key is to make sure, are there, because some of us have really ways that you're very comfortable with responding to these. And I think it's just important to share those so we all get an idea of, wow, that's a really great response that Chris uses, or I really like the way Lynn addressed that one. If we just share those ideas, one, I think it gives all of us ideas on what can be done as successfully, but I think it also helps us all understand where we're all coming from, and it increases our confidence in our ability to respond to things as a group. So what were some of the things you would say?
Well, it depends a lot on to me it does. Sometimes I'll say, gee, I'm so sorry that happened, but have you visited with the teacher? Some others would like this one, and they said, I think your child's an idiot. I'd probably go right and say, have you visited with that teacher? And usually they'll say, no. I say, well, that's where you need. You need to go in and just sit down and visit. If they don't, or if they have, then you send them to the next level. And that's, you do it in a kind way, but don't promise them or don't be sympathetic and agree. It's like
I
Lisa
to talk
said.
To a teacher once, and she ran and hid behind the filing cabinet and yelled at me.
It's an interesting.
So there's an appropriate one to take to the principal and say, I'm trying to talk to this teacher, and they won't sit down with me.
Yeah.
I loved how Christy brought up that you find out a specific instance, but then turn it and say something positive about that school and or principal. I think it's something we all need to work on, and I know it's something the USBA suggests that we have, whether that's memorizing our mission statement or whatever, that we have this little one-minute commercial because we know Christy has it about Logan High and its construction schedule and all of that. This is going to be the most amazing school, and just, you know, if we could all have those, you know, our handful of five, because it's usually five things. And I like when we have, you know, here's a statement for the public. I think that's the best way, is to try to turn it to a positive.
And if we look at our board norms, and I'm sorry, I should have brought these tags up from behind our
dais. I was going to put them out, but I have a new printer that doesn't work well. Probably broke another leg off the octopus.
No, unfortunately, it landed face down.
Are we done with that question?
No.
Huh?
No.
Not yet.
Okay, good.
So as we look at our board norms, and as we, you know, a lot of times when we create these, we think, okay, these are just for our board meetings. And in some cases, they are. But I think a bigger way for us to look at them is these are norms that influence our interactions both in board meetings as well as with patrons, with staff, through emails, etc. So in this situation, as we're looking at a patron concern, are we being open, honest, and accurate? Are we listening to understand, giving them complete attention? And then, you know, supporting decisions of the board once the decision is made. That ties in, I think, in many ways to the, are we emphasizing the positive as well? Say, this is something the board is supporting, this is an administrator we support, we appreciate this information, let me tell you something positive. I had a patron email me this week complaining about Daryl, saying, you know, he's a horrible principal, I haven't had any parent or student have any good thing to say about him. I'm like, well, I'm, you know, sorry, your perceptions of Principal Diamond have not been positive. You know, I'll definitely share your concerns with him. That he's been a very successful principal, and we're very pleased with the conversations he's been having and the supports he's trying to provide students in Mount Logan Middle. You know, acknowledging the concerns, and we'll look into that, but also, you know, sharing some of that positive of, you know, there are a lot of good things there going on. There are ones that say he's just not principal material. I'm like, what? He has been. He's got a good track record of it. Oh. So, those are good things to say. Thank you. Okay, any other questions with this one?
Well, one of the things I would say is that, and I was Jeff, I wish I had said it to him, I just said that it was, I'm sorry that he felt that way, and that if the things were really, you know, he felt very strongly about it, that he probably should speak to the superintendent. But I would also say that I don't think that standing over the lettuce in the supermarket is really the best place for us to talk about it.
Yes.
So get your basket.
Let's move to the cereal aisle. Find the aisle.
It is more private than the produce in the dairy.
Yeah.
I've learned that.
Go to the vitamin aisle. We're going with that. Okay, next scenario. In an open board meeting, one board member makes a statement that alleges improper conduct by another board member. For example, their racist attitudes are preventing the success of our minority students. How will you respond in a way, again, that follows the board norms? Go ahead and talk to the person.
Number one,
I'd
like to know what the other person.
Okay.
Yeah, did they say
and just said something about this Mexican.
Right.
What are you going to say?
But I don't know what they said.
No, the comment made in the board meeting.
of the comments made from the board member that the board member made a racial comment in board meeting.
Like if I just said, if I use the term, like I had a teacher.
Well, one board member is saying that another board member has racist attitudes and those attitudes are influencing district policies.
So if it was not a comment the other board member made, that would be something you would call the person on in a board meeting. The president is like, we don't talk that way about anybody.
I think the thing was to say, you know, we can, I'm not sure that you meant that.
And we would just say.
Some people may interpret that.
What comment did you make?
But especially if you say anything or whatever, you know, it.
They are Mexicans, so why can't I say that?
I just wanted to make sure that you were intending to say what you were intending to say. Some people may take offense in the way that you from that, so I'm getting more people.
Oh, than that, yeah, because that was
Steve Bauer, then I would go.
How
many people out there think that same?
Yeah.
If I were bowling in the Stephen Bowling Alley, that I would say something different. Out of that.
A good thing is any kind of small
things. You videotape?
I think the relationship.
That's what I said. If you were in the Stephen Bowling Alley, then you would say something different.
And that's the thing is.
You're very kind. I would be a little snarkier than what I would say. That's an inappropriate comment. I think you should find another word.
Well, and again, I think it's important. I think, first of all, give them a chance to clarify. Because oftentimes when we're saying things just in the conversation, you know what I mean? Words may come out different than the way that we intended to say them. And so I think it's a good idea to then reiterate that and say,
okay,
can you explain what you meant by that?
Yes, going back to the, well,
my have with it is just this, okay, and I know it comes from teaching. It's like when I ask a student sometimes to explain that, and they just get to say the nasty thing over again.
Okay, go ahead and finish the thought.
No, but you're correct. You're
yeah, they just that you say, you know.
Except that if I really am that way, then I do, I get to say it again.
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
How would you, or what are some ways that we could respond to this in ways that demonstrate and, you know, apply our board norms?
During an open board meeting.
During an open board meeting.
What'd you say?
During an open board meeting.
Right.
So that's just been said, and what do the rest of us do?
The discussion we had was, I focused on listen to understand and saying, you know, maybe give them a chance to rephrase that or to say no. Is this what you intended to say, or is this what you meant by that? Or, you know, is that? And that was kind of our focus, because our board norms say, listen to understand, give complete attention, avoid interrupting, avoid side conversations, and making responses that are on topic.
And we violated every one of those while we talked. We did. Because whenever he said that, I go, if you do that, then fine. I said, what do you mean? I said Mexicans. What's wrong with that? That's what I would say. So it's like, give me another chance to say a racist remark.
Oh, but it's your chance. And so I'm listening to understand and give you the opportunity to let whoever else is in the meeting understand exactly what it is. And if that's what your intent is, then that's your intent. But at least
you're being right.
I'm not allowing somebody to take something out of context. If that's the context you meant it, so be it. And you can, but at least I think by asking somebody to say, no, I'm not sure I understand, what did you mean by that, gives them a chance then to explain. Because, you know, we all get talking and sometimes a different word pops into our head than the one that we meant to say. And so when we have a chance to revisit that and say, oh, no, I'm sorry, that what I meant by that was this, then it gives us a chance to really understand what they're saying without accusing them of saying something inappropriate.
I have a question on that. What would you do if they said the same thing over again?
That's what I'm saying. I would do it.
How would, you know, I think, in some ways, I think, what would you do then? I mean, it's interesting.
I think as board president, the board president should say, probably kind of shut down the conversation or say something like, to some people, the word you just used is very offensive. Let's refrain from using offensive terms. It's a little bit like Connie saying, may we please refer to it as periods with students and without students so that we're all talking about the same issue, because when we start saying two preps or one, you know, one prep, one collaboration or whatever, if we can speak on equal terms. And so I think as board president, or frankly in that situation, any board member, it's one that it just needs, some of it needs just an intervention that you shut down.
I thought Lisa had a, what did I say? When you said that, you know, if two board members disagreed or something, you could say, could we just talk about that after in private and end the whole conversation, and then the two could talk about it. Because, you know, sometimes you can try to tone it down, and it's already put to a level where...
And sometimes you just make it worse.
Yeah.
For anyone listening in on our tape, we are role-playing instances and are not referring to anything that's happened in one of our board meetings.
This is what Jeff and I are doing. We're role-playing it.
Well, good. We just need to make sure anybody who listens in and catches up using the
word. Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, Jeff and I have.
Yeah, if they happen to come in just as we were saying somebody's
words. Okay, but Anne, on here, on one of our norms, it talks about, you said it's never happened in one of our board meetings. On here, being transparent, being open, honest. I think there's been times in our board meetings when there is this. I'm just joking.
I remember Anne asking a former person who was our business administrator, I remember saying to them, I wish you hadn't said that, and I found another way to say that. Mm-hmm. When they referred to teachers can't have their cake and eat it too, I made a comment and said, I don't care.
Yes.
They said they didn't care, yeah, so we should have said something else. Next time you get to be the bad guy.
Okay. I'll say, are you sure that's the way what you meant to say? Because some people could take that.
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes even as saying,
don't be the nice guy.
I find that term very offensive.
Right.
Is that what you meant to say?
It's like when somebody says, I was listening to a teacher give a lecture, and they referred to, they said, well, all these Mexicans out in the field, they should be taking these jobs and doing this and that. And so I'm not going to disrupt his class, but I talked with him afterwards, and I said, this is not a discussion question. This is a statement, and I really expect that I won't hear this again. And I said that when you say these Mexicans, and the way that you said it, it is extremely offensive. Number one, look at how many Hispanic students you have in your classroom. Number two, it's just generally not accepted to say it that way. The content in which you said it makes it even more offensive. Do you understand? And they went, yeah. But I said, no. Don't explain. No. So it's done. But that's different because that's the person I evaluate.
Mm-hmm.
So would you do? Would we do that with one another? I don't know.
That's why we have board norms.
Yeah.
And I think Frank and I have discussed is, you know, we've come up with some, and then we're going to need to do some different ones. And as a lot of these things we're talking about, it's we don't know what our board's going to be made up like. Our friends whose examples we are using have always been a board of great civility. And one board member or, you know, Davis experienced something similar. And they had enough new people come on that they took over the board leadership, brand new people who didn't know what they were doing. And so it made it really challenging, and they've had to do some outside training so that everybody knew, you know, when you make statements about children who have free and reduced lunch, how do we show respect and some of those issues? Because it's really easy to not realize how offended you can be. Yeah.
And you can go both ways, too. You can be so condescending as opposed to... whatever the word would be.
I'm condescending.
You're reading my mind. Yeah.
What I am emailing you right now.
Those poor little children in the wheelchair.
What I'm emailing you right now is a self-evaluation that just has each of our board norms and just a Likert scale, 1 through 5, of how this is a self-evaluation. So it is anonymous, and you're just looking at how do I personally feel I'm doing with the application of the board norms. So you're looking at that. I'll send it to you in just a moment in the email. But that's what it's going to be. You're not evaluating how is the group doing. You're evaluating how am I doing with the application of the norms. Because as we look at this, that's really where we get the most mileage always, is self-evaluating. Where am I at? What are the things I'm doing well? What are the things I'd like to build on? So I'll send that to you right now.
Where are we going now? For another? I am listening, Jeff.
Okay.
I just don't know where we're supposed to go.
He's going to send an email.
Oh.
So when you get the email.
Don't refresh or leave this page. We're trying to reconnect you. Is this the Stella Kahoot?
No.
That's a different.
No.
Okay.
So I just want to go get into your email.
You're right. You said you would email me. So I guess I wasn't paying attention. Or maybe I just didn't care.
So if you go to your email,
okay.
There should be one from me that has a link to a Google form.
Nope. Science Bank?
No. Frank Schofield Norms Check.
All I have is the evaluation. That doesn't come through yet.
Yeah, that's
mine kept through.
Evaluation forms.
Mike says you believe the board as a whole.
Yeah, this
oh.
Whole.
Mine doesn't.
I apologize. I should have been.
So you want that as an individual?
I apologize. This should be, I think this should be good to do as an individual self-reflection.
Okay.
Sorry, with other meetings I had this week, I typed this one out late at night.
Okay, so honey, it says board as a whole, but we're doing it individually instead.
I didn't get anything.
Do refresh and see if it comes.
Yeah, because it come on my iPad, but not my computer for some reason.
Norms check.
Yes.
There we go. Okay. Just this moment.
We're evaluating it ourselves, not the board, right?
Right. Even though it says the board as a whole, we're doing it individually.
Did you send one to me, Frank?
No.
Oh.
244. It's this.
I take it this is 1 being no, 5 excellent.
0 means it's not being applied. Okay. 5 is applied really well.
So when we submit, how does it come across?
Mm-hmm. I think he just says you're supposed to do it as you.
I know, that's what I'm saying, is it would be interesting to see what
our personal versus
what your personal perception
of the whole.
Of the group versus mm-hmm. your own.
Do we submit it?
Mm-hmm.
Or do
yes.
We, okay.
We can do this twice if you like. I could do it as two separate surveys.
You can do it twice?
My
name is Frank.
Single first.
Yeah.
Submit another response, okay. Well, then what validity does it have?
None at all.
No, you would do it, it's two separate ones.
Two separate surveys.
Submit another one.
It's out this year, and anytime we start talking about any survey or anything, he'll say, well, it's not valid because of this reason. You can make the data same.
Well, especially if you can vote multiple times and all of those things. Nice comment.
feel like Sybil. I have a lot of personalities right now. I'm going to make different answers.
but we're only doing it once at this point.
Okay. That was an attempt at humor. I think that should be under our board norms.
Put up a sign that says humor.
Oh, we could do it again. No one could.
Well, I asked Jeff if there was
a button that said submit another response.
In our book.
I asked Jeff if our book on the ship does it have a gangplank?
He's in trouble.
It should.
I know. Is anyone going down to, while he's doing this, is anyone going down to Patty Harrington's farewell luncheon next week?
Was that a graduation?
I'm trying to also. Then, has anyone told Stacy you'd like to go to the ESEA training? You're out of town.
ESEA what?
ESEA.
Training on June 22nd.
If I were here, I would.
I would like to go, Stacy. Is anyone else like to go?
I haven't received any information.
We talked about it in board meeting.
Have you got something from USDA in the mail?
About that we can have two board members, and then they want the superintendent and the business administrator to go.
Okay, I'll have to check my
So it's the 22nd. It's the afternoon at Little America, I believe.
Yeah, I tried to just send you another email that should have a copy of it, and then try to label this group.
Let's make this what? Groovy? It says make mobile payments.
I don't have one yet, Frank. All I have is Norm's check. Do you have that one?
And refreshing it.
Yeah.
Gun reform. Okay.
It could be.
I come in.
Did you guys get the next one?
He's resending. I don't think it came across. Look at that. It came in
the mail. Fine. It looks like this.
Oh, well, I'll have to go through my. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I have to go through my mail.
Do you want a copy of it?
Just have it. You don't want
it. Are you just resending the last one?
Yep.
I have a copy.
So we do this as a board.
Yeah, this next one will be your evaluation of the group.
Is it a new email, Frank?
Yes, it will be.
Okay, it will be. Thank you.
Release date.
This has been a very, very sad week, retiring.
Emotional.
Holy crap.
Did you say you sent another one?
You know, I've got to have
it. Get it in right now. I don't usually type everyone's emails in letter by letter. Yours is?
Nope, Chris, don't have it.
Chris, you're absolutely at LoganSchools.org, right?
Yeah.
Just have a few little things to wrap up, and but everything's out of my office. I have to meet with the new director, show her where everything is, and one evaluation meeting to go to.
And that's Kathy, right?
Diana Broadbent, who had been at Fast Forward. She was the one who was coming into NTech. Now, Kathy Anderson is going to Fast Forward.
Okay.
That's a good deal. You guys got a good deal.
She told me that Jill was actively poaching her, actively saying,
"Oh, yeah.
I need you.
Because I said to Kathy, why didn't you apply here? And she had not been thinking. Yeah, you know the story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and Jill knows she works well with Kathy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jill's worked with her a bit, so.
And Jill
and
definitely.
And so, NTech is soon going to learn.
I just sent that to you. You should get a second email. That's another link. So this time it would be for the evaluation of the group.
We love our email system.
Yeah.
Evaluation of the group.
What's the result in this case?
It's like it just comes in.
Has anybody received it yet?
Yeah, I have.
I have not. Let me see if it's on.
I didn't get one just yet.
Did you send one to me?
Yes.
Oh, I got one. It says survey link number 2. 253, just now.
Nope.
Is your Andy Geary Yahoo?
Or just Ann.Geary at Love and Schools.
Ann.Geary@yahoo.com.
Okay, so link 2 is about the whole board. Okay.
Got it.
Do we know how many students are requesting to come get computers for the summer?
How many?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Let's check with the aid.
How does that process work?
They can apply. They can check one out for the summer if they have a valid educational purpose for wanting it. But I don't know how strict his rules are for them being able to get it with the summer. So.
I'd be really careful as a parent about that.
Are they going to make them pay? Like to pay insurance fee or something?
Well, it has been fascinating to find out how many of our laptops have left the state and still made it back to us. We got a call on one. It was found in a parking lot in New Mexico.
How did they know to call us?
They looked at the asset tag on the back, and they called and said, "That's this laptop because it belongs to the Golden City School District. What do you want me to do with it?"
Wow.
We had that happen 3 or 4 times.
Wow.
That's amazing.
There are a lot of good people out there.
Isn't it wonderful how many good people there are?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we've all responded to both of them. Do I see the group responses first or the individual responses first?
Your choice.
All right, let's look at the group ones or the individual ones first. So if we look at our responses, we will put students first, give ourselves 4s and 5s, feeling, we're doing a pretty good job putting students first. Being on time for all board meetings, we feel pretty good about that. We've got, some people feel like, we could probably do a little bit better, or I could do a little bit better individually with that, but overall, wasn't that right? Being prepared for all board meetings. I feel like we're doing a decent job there. Being transparent in communication by being open, honest, and accurate. Listening to understand. Giving complete attention, avoiding interrupting, side conversations, making responses to our own topic. It's interesting that we all individually feel that's not something where we've maxed out our ability.
Mm-hmm. Our names showed up when you went by there.
Oh, did they? I won't do it again.
Huh?
I won't do it again, sorry. But we all recognize we all individually have something we can do there.
Mm-hmm.
We will gather input from all board members, watching our personal airtime. Again, we all see that we probably individually have some room for growth.
Especially Stacy.
Stacy,
She
should have answered 5.
Maintaining confidentiality, feeling pretty good there.
Supporting
decisions of the board once the decision is made, all feeling, we're doing okay there. So individually, we see that every individual has identified a couple areas to grow. I think it's great to notice the consistency among the group with their individual support. So let's see where we are as a group. We will put students first. We feel like we're
We can
okay
serve
there. Be on time for all board meetings.
Does this go up to 5 or does it just go to 4? I forget.
5.
Oh, wow.
Being on time for board meetings as we look at the group. Being prepared. Being transparent. Listening to understand. Giving complete attention. Gathering input from all board members. Confidentiality. And supporting decisions once the decision is made.
We have some room for improvement, don't we?
Well, it's interesting to note. We see
ourselves as better than what we do as a group.
Yeah. And that always is an interesting thing to look at where we perceive our individual proficiency or behaviors are and where we see our group is. I think the individual results are instructive to note that we all feel we're basically in the same place. You know, we all have very similar perceptions. And I think one very positive thing that says is about everyone's motives and perspective. Everyone is kind of in the same place in terms of what we're trying to do and the reasons why we're trying to do that. So it becomes an interesting, you know, perception thing as we look at where we each feel we are individually and where we perceive the group as a whole to be. I have to say, as I was reviewing the norms, I for the most part feel that we do a very good job with most of these. I have to say, I believe, especially as we have had some difficult things go on, you all as a board have been extremely consistent in supporting decisions that have been made. Even when some of you have been challenged very directly with issues, I've had private conversations with all of you about conversations you've had with people in different situations, and I'm aware of situations where every single one of you has had to respond to someone who, in some cases, did not express their concerns politely or were using their nice words. You know, they didn't do it that way. And you all as a board have consistently, you know, stood, held the line isn't the right term, but it's the first one.
Well, stood strong.
Stood strong, and you remain consistent. You support decisions the board has made. Confidentiality. We have not had, and I'll be honest, we have not had a single issue that I'm aware of this year, and we have talked about some very serious confidential matters where I have had any rumblings from any direction about information leaving this group and going to individuals or the public before it was supposed to. And that's something I cannot express how much I appreciate that. So I believe those are things the board is doing very, very well. I look at my things, I know being my personal behavior, being adequately prepared for board meetings, that's something that I can do more for. You know, reading through board book and, you know, with more attention to detail.
And I need to do
it. Something I can do more of.
I need to do it earlier so that if I do have questions, it's not at 4:30 I'm trying to ask somebody a question about what I just saw. That's one of my goals.
I think everyone on this board does a very good job of putting the students first. I think we've had a number of conversations where it would be very easy for the conversation to go a different direction. And everybody on here, we all express it in slightly different ways, but that has been a consistent commitment that I've seen. As a superintendent coming in and spending my first full year working with you all as a board, I think that's something that has come up consistently in your behavior. So this exercise is just to get us all thinking about, okay, where am I with the norms? Where do we feel our group is with the norms? And how do we just continue building them? Now, whenever you have two sets of data like that we saw up there, there's the potential for it to cause us to be very, very thoughtful in a productive way. Or there's potential for it to cause us to be very thoughtful in a less productive way.
Did you fill out one?
I did not.
It's Stacy who graded us all down.
Yes.
Because we had seven.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Stacy torpedoed us.
I don't know. That's a good question, Connie. I don't know.
Okay.
That's a very good question.
Well, that's why I assumed Stacy took it, because it had seven.
Okay.
Yeah, the second one, don't take it.
Okay.
Well, you know who does them, right? I'll show you the one.
I can.
It was a mistake. And then when I
Okay.
Okay, that's...
Because all this is... This is not high stakes. This is as low stakes as it gets. I appreciate the transparency. This is as low stakes as it gets. All this is a chance for us to think about where are we as a group, where are we going, and what can we continue to do to support one another in our improvement. So I appreciate the obvious honesty. And that's the other thing, when you do two different surveys like that, the honesty comes out very clearly. And it's clear again. You all as a group are committed to improving and behaving in ways that benefit all of our students and all of our teachers in our district. So I appreciate that. The one piece that we wanted to add to this was, as we've had a year to work with these norms and we've worked through them and we've interacted in our meetings, are there things that you all as a group want to add to the norms? Are there revisions you would like to make as we prepare to go into next year?
And also,